Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is game day, and we're ready on a Monday as Monday Night Football comes to Seattle as the Texans will face off against the Seattle Seahawks, and this is a good football team. Seattle just played the Jags and handled them pretty good, and they have been one of the surprises. Sam Darnold, people wondered about Sam Darnold, Clint, and what he would look like leaving Minnesota and leaving Justin Jefferson and leaving the play caller and the staff and everything they had there in Minnesota. And he's gone to Seattle, Clint. Now Jackson Smith and Jigba looks like Justin Jefferson. And now their offense is rolling, and they're another surprise team. The most big plays of any offense on the season, Clint. And as we sit here and we look at this, and again, today, hey, we are not off early. We are not off at 5. We are taking over the coach's show today and leading you right into the pregame show with Seth and Sean. So we'll be here until 6 o'clock and hand it right off to Sean and Seth. So stay tuned with us throughout the day. But 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump on and get involved in this. And I'll start it by this. Right now, as we look at it, the Texans are 2-3 right now. They've won two in a row, feeling good, coming off the bye week after they just absolutely – I don't even know how long ago that felt. A lot has happened, it seems like, since they beat the hell out of the Ravens. But they're 2-3. The Colts are 6-1 and don't appear to be going anywhere with their most impressive win yesterday on the road against the Chargers. The Jags are 4-3, still in front of the Texans. And right now, the Texans – have the 10th best record in the AFC. The 10th best record in the AFC right now, they've got some work to do, obviously, to get into the playoff hunt right now. So this is an important game. Their next three games after this are all teams that are currently in the playoffs right now. The 49ers lead the West, the Broncos lead the West, and then there are the Jags who you've played in and lost to already earlier this year. Those are your
Duval.
Next three. Yeah, that guy feels different now every time you hear him say Duval after he tried to grab Robert Saleh by the balls and twist. But this is a huge game. And Clint, I throw this out: is this a turning point game? As we look at all of that, where they are right now, you're feeling good about them after these two. But if this doesn't go the way of the Texans, Clint, they would be 2-4, and I would assume 8 wins or 10 wins makes you feel comfortable and potentially getting to the playoffs. They would then have to go 8-3 the rest of the way to achieve that. Is this to you potentially a turning point game for the Texans, and how we'll view them?
Absolutely, Ron. 100%. This is a must-win football game for the Texans. It's that simple.
Must-win.
It's that simple. And it's not about NFC, AFC. To be honest with you, it's not about the Indianapolis Colts. To be completely clear, this is a must-win game, because if you go out there and you backslide and it's closer to what we saw the first 3 weeks than it was what we saw weeks 4 and 5, yeah, all right, then this is going to be a long-ass season. You got major problems, right? Right now, you've got a quarterback that's got some confidence. Right now, you've got a play caller that's got some confidence. Right now, you've got an offensive line that's got some confidence, both protecting the quarterback as well as running the football. You got some young players that are starting to kind of emerge. You got a veteran tight end that you paid $12 million to that all of a sudden is part of the game plan and impacting this team's ability to move the football. And all of that dies on the vine if you go to Seattle and lay an egg offensively. If you go to Seattle and you can't protect the quarterback, you can't get the ball out, you can't create separation, you can't run the football, the quarterback's holding the ball and running for his life. If that is the case, then you come back to Houston, and it don't matter that you got 3 home games. It doesn't matter who the opponents are. It's all internal looking of what's going on with Kaylee, what's going on with CJ, what's going on with the supporting cast. How do they move forward at 2-4? This is not only a turning point game for the Texans. This is a must-win football game. And I wish, by the way, I wish that I could sit here and say, oh, it's an NFC game, man, it don't matter. I wish that I could sit here and say, hey, man, we play in this weak-ass division, man, it don't matter. I'm telling you, none of that is a factor in me arriving at this is a must-win game. It's all about the Texans. It's not about the conference you play in. It's not about the division you play in. It's about this football team and what it looks like moving forward if you fall to 2-4. If you fall to 0-4 against teams that are playoff caliber teams or better, and you're 2-0 against two teams that are arguably two of the worst teams in football, especially when you played them, talking about Baltimore with all the injuries, you're in a bad spot. You're in a really, really, really bad spot. And so I think this is a must-win.
Must-win. Is that too far for you, Tyler? Is this must-win too far for you? I mean, some people say it's week seven.
My knee jerk is yes, but it's not lost on me the state of things as y'all beautifully just laid out with the AFC South in particular. It's not lost on me, but it does feel early.
It feels early.
It's unfortunately feels early for me too, but I'm there. I'm telling you, I'm there, man. Now I firmly believe that this is the little caveat, if you will. I think if this offense is more like who we saw against Baltimore and Tennessee, if that is truly who they are and that travels, I think they win the game. I think they are a very difficult team to beat if that is the case, right? The problem is I don't see this being a kind of back and forth game. It's 27-24. There's some good, there's some bad, there's a turnover that kind of swings. I see this being either you go out there, you put up points, you move the football, you win this ball game, you give your defense a little bit of room to breathe, you give them a little bit of grace, and you win this football game, or you get smothered and we come home and we're going, what are they going to do offensively?
So if they lose this game, your thoughts of them making the playoffs become...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Extremely concerning for you.
Yes, and it, and beyond, because I mean, somebody, some folks would say, yeah, Ron, 2-4, that you're concerned about making the playoffs. But I'm like that. I agree. Like, I'm not even. I'm more worried about. I go back to looking at, man, can D'Amico find an offensive play caller? Is C.J. Stroud the guy? Dude, because, I mean, you look up, if they're able to smother you tonight, you now it gets, it becomes very real of like, hey, man, the supporting cast is not enough.
With San Francisco and Denver coming next.
Come on, man.
Right? And you've been talking about the top defenses that they have to play down the stretch.
And I know Jacksonville just got skull drug in London, but Jacksonville can put pressure on a quarterback and turn the football over. We've seen that. It's happened all year long, with the exception of
they did it to you.
Yeah,
so you don't have to.
Yeah,
go
so
back.
I mean, yeah, we can poo poo Jacksonville because they just got beat. They just got the doors blown off of them in London. But I mean, just be completely honest with you, that's not. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, someone texted in and said if they lose tonight, the Super Bowl aspirations are over. Okay. If the Texans win this game tonight, they will be 3-3, and you can consider this a full reset on
Agreed.
The season. Moving
I agree
forward,
with that.
I expect to see the Texans beginning to play regularly at a high level on both sides of the ball, having worked out most of the kinks on offense. Yeah, if they win, you get to 3-3, and then that puts you, I think, right there with the Bengals. And now you're looking at the Bengals who have Joe Flacco right now, and you got to feel like that is not. You don't know if you're going to get that consistency like he got last week. I don't know if people are just going to allow him to throw it to Jamar Chase and Higgins that many times consistently. But you'd actually jump the Bengals. You'd be 3-3 as they're 3-4, and then be behind Kansas City, Jacksonville, and the Chargers. And you would feel good about that, and that would then bring a ton of confidence to go on the road, one of the toughest places to play, against Seattle, and that would give you confidence the rest of the way. Because if you get to 2-4, and I'm looking at the playoffs and things like that, the math is hard to see.
Absolutely is.
Because to me, in your mind, you got to get to 10. And by the way, there have been teams that haven't made it at 10. But you got to get to 10 wins. And that means if you lost tonight, you'd have to go 8-3 the rest of the way, and you have road games in Kansas City and Indy, and you have the Bills coming in, right? That, like, three of them. You got the Colts coming in again. You got the Jags coming in again, right? You got Denver coming in. You got the 49ers coming in. Like, you got it. You got to go 8-3 the rest of the way if you lose tonight, and that's why the math is
yeah.
It's kind of tough. It's hard to say, all right, you've only beaten the Ravens, who have been beat up and continuing to get their asses kicked by teams, and then you've only beaten the Titans, who continue to get their ass kicked by teams, and then to say we'll go 8-3 the rest of the way with that being the resume there. So I think this is a turning point game. They win this game, you feel, hell yeah, they can make a run to get to into the playoffs with this team. The Colts have thrown a damn wrench in this thing with this 6-1. I didn't. You always thought you could fall back on maybe, hey, 10 wins might win the South.
Right.
That's not happening anymore. The Colts are 6-1, and they are rolling with this third place schedule. And damn it,
I outlined it Friday, Ron. If you look at the Colts and their schedule, getting to 11. I mean, getting to 11 is going to be. I mean, their over/under's got to be 11 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, their schedule. Now, I did have the Bears on there. They've got the Bears, and the Bears are a better football team than maybe I gave them credit for. But I mean,
it's not the Packers or the Lions,
bro. They've got like 7 of their remaining 10 games are very winnable games for them.
Especially the way they're playing.
I mean, people think they're the best. They're the best offense in football right now. I mean, it'd be tough. I mean, there's some good ones up there. Here's the deal. To me, if you go win this game, if you're Houston and you go win this game, you validate what has happened the last 2 weeks. You validate the progress that you've made. And what you do is, I mean, you look at the standings. What you do is you validate being dead in the middle of the AFC. Forget the records, right? Just, clearly the Texans started out slow, dug a hole that they're going to have a hard time getting out of record-wise to be in the conversations with the 6-1, 5-2 teams. But if you look at the football product that's out there, if the Texans, what they did the last 2 weeks, if it transitions into Seattle and against that defense, nobody's going to have a problem. Nobody's going to check up to put them in the same conversation with the 4-3 Chargers, right? As you said, the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals, the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers,
the Jags,
the 5-2 Denver Broncos, who you play, the Jags. Yeah, the Jags are on here. I just skipped over them because you've already played them. The Bills are 4-2. That may be a little bit. That may be getting a little over my skis there.
We'll see how they look.
Yeah. But you're in the conversation with some of these teams of having some of the better product in the NFL. Now, again, if you go up there and it's all for none, and you backslide back to what you did against playoff caliber teams prior to playing Tennessee and Baltimore, then you know you deserve to slide towards the bottom of it.
Someone texted, "What if they play well and lose?"
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.